my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
Evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. That was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World. We're all about to do that on Friday. This is the week that we've been waiting for 26,000 years. It's the end of an era and certainly the beginning of a new era. Although the beginnings promise to be turbulent, I'm talking basically about our emotions, earth changes, as well as political changes, we are headed for peace, more than 1,000 years of peace, and I think that that's pretty terrific. Have a wonderful guest tonight, and I want everybody to know that this is a call-in show. The number to call is 888-627-6008. My guest is a psychic and healer, Latresa. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a messenger for the Ascended Masters. Latresa is a multisensory person, and her gifts include clairsentience, which is the art of feeling, clairaudient, which is hearing and listening, and clairvoyance, which is seeing, clear vision, as well as precognition. In addition, Latresa is an intuitive spiritual counselor and conscious heart center transformational coach. She was born with these gifts and started sharing them with clients over 2 decades ago. Around 10 years ago, Jesus and Mother Mary came to Latresa and asked her if they could work with her essence, and she agreed. Since then, countless of Ascended Masters have stopped by and shared how Latresa can best work with them. The Ascended Masters are always present during spiritual counseling and through the vibrant Ascended Masters group coaching programs, which is something that Latresa has put together for her people and her clients. This has been a life-changing for her and for hundreds of clients because the Ascended Masters are present during each session and provide each client with specific information they seek to support and guide as they move forward in life. Again, this is a call-in show. It's important. We are about 5 days away from 12/21/12. And the number is 888-627-6008. I am sure that so many of you have questions not only about Friday, but about what's happening to you in 2013. Latresa is a gifted healer and messenger whose talents and spiritual gifts facilitate greater insight, awareness, and healing. Clients have come to know the power of her personal story and sense an incredible feeling of love and peace that flows through them as they work with the Ascended Masters. The Ascended Masters and Latresa support our very beautiful clients, and they also recognize and blaze through their hurdles, find clarity, embrace their gifts, and step into their authentic power, purpose, and passion. and to uncover the answers that reside within their magnificent open hearts. We all have our own answers. We just sometimes need a little help on how to find them. I am certain that the Ascended Masters also support the planet, what's happening on the planet, and have wonderful guidelines and steps that we can take to be helpful and loving to Mother Earth. Good evening, Latresa.
Good evening. I'm so excited to be here tonight.
Well, it's wonderful having you. Now, you're here from the Ozarks. Is that not true?
That is correct.
Tell us a little bit about that. I'm very excited. I believe that your location is part of why you have opened to the Ascended Masters.
Yes, absolutely. I was just in Eureka Springs last weekend, and, you know, that's where we're on a bed of crystals here, you know. And so it's a very, very powerful energy, and it's just very exciting to be here and to be at this place, and especially right now with all that's going on in the world and the excitement that we're getting ready to receive.
I want you to tell me about yourself, but I also would like you to tell me about this 2012. What I have been able to pinpoint is that the 22nd at noontime is our powerful point, because there seems to be an arc from 2021 over to 2023. The center of that arc is noontime, central time, to receive the highest energies. And I've been asking people to meditate for 8 minutes. And I wondered if you felt the same thing and what you would say to your people.
Yeah, so the 8 minutes is very, very important, because that is the time when we just have really 8 minutes of this most powerful energy that is coming over, and it is going to be a real awakening. I think that through this, we will start to remember who we are, why we're here, what we came here to do, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing that we've waited for over 5,000 years.
And again, it feels like an energy. This energy is very energetic, it's powerful, and it feels like a heartbeat. But what it also could do, Latresa, I wonder if you feel this too, is it can help us remember some of our past lives and bring whatever we accomplished in our past lives into our present life.
Absolutely. It certainly can. Just even on December 12th. Of 2012, I was driving in the early hours of the morning, and I mean, the energy was coming through so strong that I thought I was going to have to pull over. I mean, it was such loving energy.
I had everybody meditate again at that 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, because it's 12 o'clock central time, for 12 minutes, only this time on the 22nd, I'm asking them to meditate for 8 minutes. I wish we could contain this energy and keep it with us all the time, but I do believe that if we build our body to this vibration, this is why it's so important, because the body will receive it, and then it will know what to look for as we go through 2013, 2014, and it won't be hesitant to receive that energy and higher energy if you do the 8 minutes.
Right. I totally agree with that. And I encourage everyone to take the time to really meditate for the 8 minutes, because it's going to really wake us up. And just like what you were saying, Elizabeth, is it's really going to help us to really be charged with this most amazing loving energy that will really open up our chakras and open up places inside of us that we didn't even know. Our heart, for example. You know, if we can open our heart, I mean, that's going to make it even more powerful.
Now, you've talked to me a little bit about who you are. And what I want to say to you, you're multisensory, and I think we're all going to become that. You started early. You started before 1221, as did I. So tell me about yourself and how you began this work.
Oh, wow. Well, I was on the phone one afternoon talking to a friend of mine, and I looked up and Jesus and Mother Mary were in my living room. And so I told my friend, I said, I need to call you back. And so I went over and greeted Mother Mary and Jesus, and they were so, so loving and so beautiful. And Jesus said, there's going to come a time when people, you know, are going to be out of jobs and they're not going to have a home. and you will be helping these people. And I said, okay. And it wasn't that, I guess, months later, really. It was when the automobile industry really took a downturn.
Yeah, in 2007.
Yeah, they were laying off people left and right. And it just happened that I was a recruiter during that time. And so I was actually able to help these people with their resumes and to help them get new jobs. So it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And, you know, I had no idea when Jesus was telling me all this, what it would be. I had no earthly idea, but that's exactly what worked out. And so it was a lovely thing to be able to help these people to really move forward in their lives.
And I'm sure that you're going to be doing more of it for hundreds of clients as we go into 2013, because I think this is the year of sadness.
Yes, yes. Yes, and it's kind of strange, isn't it, that we are so filled with this light that's coming through, and the several times that we're able to experience that and then to move into sadness, that's a little hard to take sometimes.
I know. Can you tell us how the Ascended Masters work with you so that you know that you're taking the right path?
Yes, absolutely. So what I do is I call in the Ascended Masters, and I can see them, of course, and they're actually all around me in my living room right now. And I just actually call them in one by one, and I can see them, you know, in my head, and then I can see them personally when they show up. And this afternoon when I called them in, and I just said, I love you so much. And I mean, there was so much love coming toward me. It was just almost, I could almost started crying because it was just so much love. And they just said, we're here, and we're here to be with you on the show today. And we just want everyone to know how much you are loved. And they really wanted me to emphasize that tonight.
Now, when you do a one-on-one reading with a client, and you call in the Ascended Masters, do you call in the client's guides and angels, or is it something else?
Yeah, I definitely call in the Ascended Masters, and then sometimes their guides will show up, and then we'll talk to them as well, and really get just really succinct, pertinent information as to what the person was really wanting to hear, only they haven't even asked what they wanted to know yet. But the Ascended Masters come through and they give them everything they need with such love and such healing and such power and grace.
That can you give us an example of how that happens? I would really like to hear an example.
Yeah, absolutely. So I met with this client, gosh, about a week or so ago.
Okay.
And she was really having a rough time. Everything was not going right for her. And she just couldn't understand what was going on and what was happening. And what the deal was is that she was really stuck in her life. She didn't know which path to take. She didn't know whether to take the path to the left or the path to the right. And so the Ascended Masters just came through and they just told her, you know, it is time, now is the time for us to really to move forward in our lives. And right, she had been staying in the same place because she was just stuck. She didn't know which way to go. And the Ascended Master so lovingly and with such grace gave her the specific information that she needed to know which way to go. It was actually about a job, and she was really stuck between two different positions. And so through the Ascended Master, she was able to actually know, and she knew in her heart, you know, but sometimes you just want another, you know, feedback. You want another person's impression.
You want support, emotional support.
Exactly, exactly. And the Ascended Master so lovingly guided her through and actually showed her and told her about the people that she would be working with, what it was going to be like. They described the building that she would be going to. I mean, everything was just so so laid out. That's very clear.
That's wonderful. It's rare that people can give that much. Right. Tell me some of the names of the Ascended Masters that you work with.
Oh, gosh. So, of course, I work with Jesus, Mother Mary, Magdalene. I work with Orion, Zacchiel, Holy Amethyst, Saint Germain, Lady Portia, Melchizedek, so many, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Kuan Yin, just to name a few.
That's good. I just want to know who they were. And we're going to listen to a wonderful person. Her name is Annabella Wood, and she's written a song that I believe everybody has to get before we get to Friday. It's called I've Got God. Let's give a listen to that. Song I've Got God, and as far as I'm concerned, that's what we're going to hang on to as we come to the close of 2012. And I am blessed to have a wonderful guest, Latricia. She's a healer from the Ozarks, and she has been very gifted. She has joined with the Ascended Masters and Beings of Light. Her role on the planet is a messenger, and a wonderful message come through her that has changed her life and many others. Again, this is a call-in show. We would love to hear from you if you have any questions about what's going on with you. The number is 888-627-6008. Hello, are you there?
Hello. Latricia? Yes, hi, Elizabeth.
I would like you to tell me how this has become so meaningful to you and talk about the joy.
Wow. Well, it's just such a joyous experience every day to work with the amazing Ascended Masters and to be able to make such a positive difference in the lives of so many. And it's such a heartwarming life, really, to be able to do that and to be able to help so many people.
Now, is that all you do, or do you also work at a regular job?
Well, I also work at a regular job. I'm a recruiter for IT, and I've been doing that for, gosh, a long time, probably 7-8 years. And I love it. It comes easy for me. I'm able to see things in resumes that aren't there and be able to really move people into the jobs that are right for them and that will be successful for them.
Oh, that's terrific. So you can really feel their essence and know if they'll be in harmony with the boss and that type of thing. That's where you usually use your powers. That's very helpful.
Yeah, it is helpful. It's pretty cool to watch it all play out.
And I'm sure that you can tell us what you're grateful for. We are in the holiday season. I'd like to hear a little bit about that as we continue.
Oh, wow. I am grateful to be here at this time and to be able to experience all that we are going to experience here in the next week and through the end of the year. I am grateful for my family, for friends. I'm grateful for the Ascended Masters and having their support and their love and their guidance every single minute of every single day. And I'm very thankful for everyone that's on this call tonight who is listening and hoping that they can actually feel the love coming through to them right here and right now.
Can you tell us a little bit about your healing work, when you work on the body, and how that works with you as a healer?
Yeah, so basically it really comes through my words. It comes through the words of the Ascended Masters through me. And that is very, very healing to people, especially people that, you know, are depressed and have different things going on in their life where they don't know which way to turn or which way to go. And the energy comes through when it's so loving and so healing. And I've also worked with the Ascended Masters to create this beautiful healing heart. It's an energetic heart. And through that, the Ascended Masters came to me and they brought all of these symbols from ancient.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that heart is filled with these symbols. So it's the symbol of awakening, the symbol of love and peace and of well-being. And so as you gaze into that heart, you will actually feel the unconditional love and the inner peace of the Ascended Masters.
Well, you know what came to me as I work with the Ascended Masters? I've written a book about our universal body, which we're going to be walking into, embracing, and working with over the next years as we ascend into this new energy and new era. And we have two hearts. We have the heart of the 10th chakra as well as the heart of the 4th chakra. And they're combining. And the color is amber. So as the heart opens, it joins with the higher heart, which is, of course, in the ethers, in way above our head, almost through two other dimensions. And mankind has never entered the 5th dimension before. As long as anybody has lived on the planet, we've only been able to get to the top of the 4th dimension. So this new work, this new technology, whatever you want to call it, vibration, is exciting and different and spontaneous and almost absolutely instant. It's like instant coffee, only better. And it's exciting to know that we're blending with a new heart and getting out of judgment and into trust. Do you sense that?
Absolutely. I mean, we're moving into the golden age, which is primordial peace.
That's going to take a while.
Right. It is going to take a while, but it all has to start somewhere. And there's no time like now, right?
I believe that in the first 30 years of this millennium are going to be the paring away, the falling away, the changing of corporations, the changing of power, and the absence of greed and letting go of people that use people and hurt people for their own gains. I think that's coming to an end. I do think it's going to take some time. And as we go through it, I think it's going to be a little tough.
Yeah, I think there will be some of that, you know, some of that for us to work through. But, you know, it's all about releasing our fear, releasing, you know, the strife, and really surrendering into love and into who we are here to be and what we're here to do.
It's hard to remember your unlimited potential when you have a man go into a school and shoot kindergartners. But that is part of what's going on. These people are on their way to absolutely being eliminated in one form or another, I think, Latresa. I think that they're either acting out or they're just going to be removed from their misery and pain and start over again. And we'd like everybody to have a happy ending, but this has been a very difficult time. Do you have words for this?
Wow. You know, I was really distraught when I heard about the news in Connecticut. And it was really hard to fathom, you know, that someone would go in and shoot his mother, the teacher, and then the children. And, you know, there are not a lot of words to say for that other than, you know, sending prayers to all of the people that were affected and just holding them up in light and love. And it's just unbelievable, really.
It is unbelievable, and it's certainly inexcusable, but I also believe that there's always a purpose. I don't mean to discount it. I certainly can't, because it's very, very painful. But we are going to transcend this pattern. These patterns no longer serve us, and we have to unfold and bring families together and relationships together, and we have to transcend all of this lower energy experiences so that they are no longer here. They have to be wiped away, and then we will become unlimited potential, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. So I wanted you to talk a little bit more about how you got started and bring that into what you're grateful for and see what message you can bring to your clients and to new people that don't know you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, gosh, I was born with a gift. So I was actually born with it. And it was really hard growing up because I knew things that I shouldn't know, probably. And so it was really hard sometimes to see things happening and to actually know what was going on.
Can you give an example of that?
Yeah. So, you know, as I was growing up, I was probably 4 years old, and my parents were divorced. And I didn't understand, you know, why my dad needed a washcloth, and so I got him a washcloth, and the next thing I knew, we were packed up in the car, headed to my grandmother's house, mm-hmm. And, you know, that was really hard to understand back then, but at the same time, you know, I knew that it was the right thing, and I knew that it was the right thing for us to do as a family to actually move away. My dad had some issues, you know, with alcohol and things that keep you awake, I guess. No dose, whatever they are. And
so he was in what I call turbulence, spiritual turbulence.
Yes.
And he had to work it out, but at least he loved you enough to remove you from the situation.
Absolutely. He did. He did love me so much. And, you know, he is now ascended. And so, you know, I get to talk to him a lot now as well. But yeah, so, you know, it was a rough time, and a lot of people have had a rough childhood or even rough adulthood, and there are ways to transform that and to really to really move past it. And a lot of that is just to let go of the fear and to let go of, you know, sometimes we put ourselves in the role of a victim. And I know I did that when, you know, when I was younger, and it really didn't serve me. And so now I really just surrender. And
you know, we have a call coming in from Kansas City. The woman's name is Carol, and I believe she has a question for you.
Great.
Are you there, Carol?
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
This is Elizabeth from Let's Find Out. We can hear you. Do you have a question for Latrice?
Yes, thank you. I'm in extreme pain all the time, and I just need some advice, I think, from the Ascended Masters on how to get past my extreme pain, extreme muscular pain.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what I'm holding on to that I need to release.
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, I think that there are a lot of people that are experiencing that right now, Carol. And I know that, you know, I even experienced some pain yesterday myself. So for me, it seems like it's coming up because our structure is kind of changing a little bit and we're going to be moving into a crystalline structure. And so that's part of it. The other part of it is they're just showing me to tell you to really get out and to just to move around just as much as you can and to really stretch out your body. So like, you know, to stretch out, they're showing me stretching out your arms and moving your arms back to the back and to really just giving it that space to really move. Because I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, I sit all day and so so that makes it a little difficult. So I get up and I stretch and I move around because otherwise sometimes you can get really stiff.
Carol, how long have you had the pain?
Well, I've been in pain probably most of my life, but it's been really critical for about 4 years now where I'm almost, you know, I just almost can't do anything and I'm really isolated. But I do unwind, so my body
does stretch out quite a bit. Have you had any advice on nutrients? Had you had any advice on nutrients?
Well, I do the best I can. I'm kind of financially in trouble, too, but I do some really wonderful nutrients.
Good, because I'm feeling that the nutrients are your strength, and that a little bit of a change of diet will be very helpful to you. And again, it's sitting down and opening up your chakras and opening up your crown center and bringing in the energy and asking it to shift the pain so that you can be comfortable with whatever the newness is, and maybe that will help a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do try to bring in the energy almost constantly.
Good,
you know,
good.
So just ask
Latrice,
what's
your website, Latrice, so she can get in touch with you?
Yeah. Go to www.guidancefromthemasters.com. Once you get into there, you will see over to the far right, there's a video of me that talks about this energetic healing heart. And as you go ahead and sign up, you get it for free. And it's a beautiful meditation of the Ascended Masters. And then the beautiful healing heart artwork is what I call it. And it is so filled with such love and such peace. And it can really take away the pain. It's very, very healing on its own. And then when the Ascended Masters came back and gave the ancient symbols, then it's even more healing now.
And when you say it's filled with that love and peace, I believe that is the energies from the fifth dimension, Carol. And I believe that it's coming stronger and stronger on the planet. So if you do this between now and Christmas, you could really benefit quite a bit.
Yes.
All right. It's extremely difficult for me to even get on the computer. My shoulders are just so painful all the time.
Then just take some deep breaths.
I will definitely try that. What was the name of the website again?
It's www.guidancefromthemasters.com.
All right. I thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Latrice, we're going to talk about how you work with your clients and what's ahead for you when we come back after these messages.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These 4 new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the 4 spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the 0 chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the Earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
make our choices every day. When peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and that was my good friend Elizabeth Hepburn singing And Peace Begins, which, of course, we know it's going to begin on Friday, and everyone is so excited about how we're going to finally have peace. It's going to take some work, but we'll do it. My guest tonight is Latresa, and she's here, and it is a call in the evening. You can ask her questions. She's a wonderful channel, a wonderful healer. And the phone number to call is 888-627-6008. And Latresa, we have a caller from California named Jackie who would like to speak with you.
Great. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Latresa. Thank you so much. I hope you can decipher what I would like to say. Sometimes I get a little tongue-tied, and I think that has a lot to do with what I'm going through now and my intentions. My intentions have always been high, and I've always had this demand from myself to keep growing and keep moving, and I've had very little fear about it on that level. I mean, I have the human fears and stuff.
What's your question, Jackie?
What is going on right now is I feel torn with my family and my own intention, because there's so much going on there, and staying with my truth sometimes is very difficult, because I can get very frustrated and angry in that judgment factor. But then I know that I need to let everyone do their own thing. And what this is doing is sometimes my body's in tremendous pain, and sometimes it's fine. Sometimes I take care of myself. Sometimes I don't. It feels like I'm on this fence. And I just like to know if there's some way that I can let go of something that is keeping me from making a move that is positive in my direction and not going backwards somehow. I don't think I'm going backwards, but I can't even explain it. All I know is that it's very difficult for me to maintain a course without getting caught up in stuff.
Well,
I know that stuff.
So what I'm seeing is I'm seeing you kind of contract a little bit, so you're holding everything in almost. It's like you don't want to let things out, and the Ascended Masters are saying to just really surrender. And just to release that. And right now, you know, in the universe, with all that's going on with the planets and everything else right now, it's just really important to really let go, and to let go of the pain, the sadness, the judgment, all of that, and to really just surrender it. And all you have to do is say, I surrender this feeling. I surrender my thoughts right now. And to really release them, and then to embrace as much as you can the love that is out there, because there is so much love that is there for you right here and right now, Jackie. And I'm sending love your way, because I know that it will make a tremendous difference in your life, as it has mine as well. So
thank you.
You're so welcome. So go to www.guidancefromthemasters.com. There is this healing heart meditation and artwork that is really full of just love, energy, peace, joy. It will help to remove the pain. And go and just watch my video on the screen, and you'll learn how to Just really gaze into the center of the heart, and you will feel the unconditional love and the inner peace of the Ascended Masters. And if you can just do that for a minute every day, it will totally change your life.
Thank you.
Jackie, I wanted to ask you, this is Elizabeth, do you have a meditative practice?
That's one of the things that I keep vacillating on. I try to, and something keeps stopping me.
Okay, the only reason that it's stopping you is because you're allowing it. And what I would really like you to do is concentrate on giving at least 15 minutes every morning and 15 minutes every night to a meditative practice. Try playing something like Om Namah Shivaya or Ardas and sitting and listening to that music, and then look at Letitia's website as you do that, and it will change your life. But you've been putting it off because there's a part of you, I call that the negative part of self, that doesn't want to let go of all of your judgments. And the only way that you can do that is to develop a meditative practice and stick to it, especially for the first 60 to 90 days. I think that will help you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I think you really did hit it. It's something that it's going to have to require a tremendous amount of discipline, which I'm short on somehow.
It's the same thing as taking a shower and brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
my
website is www.new-visions.com. And Latrice's website is www.awakenwiththemasters.com. And both of them contain a tremendous amount of information that can really be a spiritual gift and open your heart.
What was yours again? New?
New-visions. V-I-S-I-O-N-S.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Latrice, tell us about the gifts that you have on your website and about your beautiful healing artwork.
Yeah, so at guidancefromthemasters.com, you can go in and you just register and sign up for this beautiful Healing Heart artwork that the Ascended Masters came to me with ancient symbols that they actually embedded in this artwork. And it is very, very powerful beyond measure. I've had people leave comments and send me emails letting me know how it has really changed their life.
Testimonials, that's wonderful.
Right, and they were able actually to really to create a new job for themselves and different things like that, just really start out on a new career, on a new path. One person actually met their soulmate, their twin flame.
Oh, wow, how wonderful.
I know, so that it's really, really powerful, and it's our gift. It's our gift to everyone that's listening. Also,
one of the things that I really liked on your website is that you have a coaching program. And that's amazing. So many people don't teach. And so you're also a teacher. Let's add that in. And I'd like to know about your teaching.
Yeah. So I do the coaching calls every other week at 8 p.m. Central Time. And it has really been... It's just been a joy in my life to really be able to connect with so many people and to make a difference in their lives through the Ascended Masters.
And then you do private spiritual counseling as well.
I do. I do private spiritual counseling, one-on-one counseling with my clients, and it's just a real joy. And just to watch their live stream, it's pretty amazing.
Fabulous. You also... have contact information. Can somebody send you an email and ask you a question?
Sure, absolutely.
And that's Latrice at guidancefromthemasters.com.
Right.
Latresa at guidancefromthemasters, all one word, .com.
Yes. And please go check out awakenwiththeascendedmasters.com. That is what we're getting ready to launch here before the new year. And it's pretty fabulous. There are lots of free gifts. And if you all are ready for the change in your life that you've been looking for forever, this is it.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us tonight, Latrice. The time just zipped right by. It's been wonderful having you as a guest, and I'd love to have you back so that you can answer some more questions after the new year.
I would love to do that anytime.
Thank you very much. Good night to you.
Good night.
This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And I'm on again New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve is going to be a very exciting night. I have Mark Dodich, and he's coming on with me. He is a renowned astrologer, and we are going to talk about 2013 and everything that we feel is coming in. And I will share my 2013 predictions with you. Mark Dodich is at astromark.us, and I'm at www.new-visions.com. Now it's time to get ready for the meditation. We're going to be doing the Sat Nam and Chakra Healing Meditation tonight. And remember, this is what we would like you to do on Friday, December 21st. We'd like you to meditate actually on the 22nd at 12 o'clock Central Time and 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 minutes, so that you can accept the energies that are coming in so powerfully. And if you sit and open up to those energies, you're going to be shocked at how powerful they are. So have a wonderful December 21st, the first one in the new era after 26,000 years. Know that we are all safe and sound and loved by the Ascended Masters, and I'll be back on New Year's Eve.
Sit with both feet flat on the floor, lean back and relax. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Sit with your spine straight, and we are going to begin the Sat Nam. You turn your head to the left for the word Sat, you come back to the center, then you turn your head to the right for Nam. Sat Nam means with God, it's Sanskrit. We're going to do this exercise 16 times. Sat Nam, 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 Sat Nam. Take a deep breath and hold. Release the breath. Now I want you to start breathing from your solar plexus. Breathe in and out very quickly. This is called the breath of fire. And we will do this for 30 seconds to 1 minute. It's good for you to get this exercise up to 3 minutes if possible, but that can take almost a year to do. So let's begin with the breath of fire. Keep it going. Almost there. Take a deep breath and hold. Now I want you to begin the ring of fire. Picture a huge fire ring around the top of your head. And we're going to bring it down over the body. Let's burn away your negativity. Bring down the ring of fire. Bring it down over the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. We'll do this 2 more times. Ring of fire around the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Ring of fire above the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Now be still for a moment, closing your eyes. Do not open your eyes during a meditation, because that breaks the circuit, the electrical circuit that you're building. We're going to start working the chakras. So we're going to do swirling wheels of light. And we'll picture the color red. We'll have a swirling wheel of light, and it will come in to the third eye, and it will be placed down at the bottom of your spine. And it always swirls in a clockwise position. So bring in the root chakra, swirling whirl of red light. Place it at the base of your spine. The root chakra represents fidelity, loyalty, strength, and service. Now we'll picture an orange swirl of light. Bring that into the body and down and place it above the root chakra. This is your second chakra or your health chakra. Swirling orange light. And the words for the second chakra are receiving and creativity. Now we're going to picture a larger circle of green light. This is the solar plexus and it is the largest chakra on the body. Bring the green swirling wheel into your third eye and bring it down and place it behind your navel. This is your solar plexus chakra. And the words to put into your solar plexus chakra are gut feeling reaction, integrity, the will, and knowing what to do. The root chakra is the last yang chakra. Now we go to the heart center. So we'll bring in a yellow swirling wheel of light, always going in a clockwise position, and it's going to come in right at your heart. Bring in this beautiful yellow light. Yellow wheel of swirling light is your heart center. And this brings you joy, happiness, laughter, and good feelings. Also, forgiveness is at the heart center. So let that wheel turn for you along with the others in a perfectly balanced harmony. Now we'll begin with the yin chakras. Picture a swirling light blue wheel of light and bring that into the throat center, which is a little bit below the neck, just at your clavicle. So let's see this beautiful swirling blue light, and the words for the throat chakra are sincerity, clarity, abundance, affluence, as well as discernment. So let that come in, and then we'll start the dark blue indigo light for the third eye. And we'll swirl that wheel, and we'll bring that right into the third eye. Feel that swirling around you. Feel your third eye perhaps throbbing a bit. The third eye represents your freedom. The third eye is where you watch your etheric body go out of you and go other places to do other things. This is where you witness the out-of-body experience as well as your past lives and your astral projection. The words for the third eye are freedom, knowledge, wisdom, and clarity. And that is the third eye. And now we'll go on to the crown center. Picture a beautiful violet silver light coming into your top of your head. This is the crown center, and the light is coming down from the divine. And this is opening up your thousand petal lotus blossom at the top of your head. And the words for the crown chakra are bliss, grace, immortality. And this is what joins you to your blessed higher self as well as your soul school. Open up the crown chakra and allow the chakti energies to come in through the body and go down through all the chakras down to your root chakra. Sit for a minute and let the chakra wheels spin. Now very carefully, I want you to go into the root chakra and push it up to the second chakra, up to the solar plexus, up to the heart center, up to the throat center, and push the chakras out through your third eye. Release the chakras back into the universe to do their recharging for you. And now let's bring down that thousand petal lotus blossom out through the third eye and release the chakra out into the universe so it can recharge for you when you're ready to work your chakras again. And now you can just sit and surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with white light as much as you can. You're inside an egg. Picture that, and picture this wall coming around you that's very, very, very thick. Very thick white light wall. This is your wall of protection, and you will use it throughout the day to protect you, to guide you, as well as to keep any negativity off of your body. It will just bounce off of your auric shield. So sit and build your auric shield. And when you are finished, please thank Spirit by saying, God grant me health, protection, and guidance. Thank you, Spirit. And then it's always best to sit for a few minutes and let your mind and your feelings, as well as your blessed higher self, wander out there in the universe, just in case there's a message to be brought back to you. So sit for another few moments, and then do some deep breathing, Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. And allow yourself to come back into the room. You have just cleared yourself of negativity and worked your chakras. Thank you.